All right, so one thing that's been worked on in spring, and because you have options, and especially wide receivers, said it last week. You guys didn't put it on the board. You kind of pushed back on it. I'm telling you, by the end of the year, the tight end room will be one of the better position groups on Nebraska's roster. They've had a really good spring. They don't have a ton of bodies. Remember, Carter Nelson is coming, but Fedoni and Borkature have led that room. They will have more options on third down, whether it be a tight end, a wide receiver, or a running back out of the backfield wearing number 21. But I think one thing that has helped the quarterbacks, Nick, in this spring is they've worked a lot more on situational scenarios of a lot of third down stuff. I can't wait to talk to Sam tomorrow because Sam wrote about the defense is big this year on third down, getting off the field. Nebraska, as good as they were last year on third down, they couldn't get off the... I mean, as good as they were across the board defensively, they couldn't get off the field a lot on third down. And that's been a point of emphasis. But third down across the board has been a point of emphasis. And I like how Nebraska has put the quarterbacks in scenarios of third down and eight. We're not going to be able to run the ball. Mm-hmm. What are you going to be able to do? That they have more options for quarterbacks to throw on third down.
That would lead me to believe that you do have a heavy emphasis on your tight end room. And I think where I'm still reluctant is every other year, we're told about the tight ends and how they're going to have a major impact. But I think there are a lot of things that you can put into place this year and look at the characters at work here. When starting with your quarterback, when you start with an offensive line, when you look at the options that you do have at tight end, I think all of those things obviously matter in kind of fulfilling the prediction that you make as far as being the most important, or did you say most important or most improved?
They will be one of the better position groups.
The best position, that's right.
I said better.
Better position groups.
They will not be the best by the end of November. That will not be on that side of the ball. But they will be one of the better ones.
I think that with the situations, with the third down and passing situations that you're emphasizing, that to me does put in play what you have at tight end, what you have with Thomas Fedoni, what you have with Borkature, what you eventually can have with Carter Nelson as well, and utilizing that athleticism while still having your wide receivers a big part of that. When you think of third down and between that 7 to 10 yard range, I always think of that. I think everybody always thinks about, okay, what's your tight end game like? And so I think there's been, and I know it's been talked about a little bit this spring, that there's been some good rapport, not only with Dylan and Jalen, but also with the tight ends as well, that bodes well. These are the things that I love to hear about, but these are also the things that I really am hoping to see play out in the fall. And I think it's got the potential, more so than any previous year, to be the case where we finally do see the true impact of this tight end room. And I think a lot of it is, this is where I do go back to what is being said from the coaching staff when they talk about the third down scenarios, the situations, if you will, and being able to talk about it, but also you know that that's what they're practicing, what they're preaching. Mm-hmm. And so that intent right there of this is kind of what we're doing, this is how we're going to attack. We have multiple ways to attack, but it all starts with your trigger man and the ability to make those right decisions. And we talked about this last week, to not guys that are open, but to actually be able to see them down the field, to see them at the sticks, where as opposed to throwing the ball 15, 20 yards downfield in a 50-50, you actually have an open tight end that's right there by the sticks that can turn up field and get you the first down. Typically, you're going to see that out of their tight end position.
So let me give you the scenario. Again, they've worked a lot of stuff on situational and third downs and third and eight and third and three and everything in between. And I think there will be less interceptions, more souvenirs. Like, why force something when you can give a kid in a Husker jersey a free football throwing it into the third row?
Yeah.
What do you think Nebraska's completion percentage on third down was last year?
37%.
Now, to be fair, Jimmy, they were 76th in the country overall on third down conversions, or on third downs. They were at 38%.
I'm going to say
that's the whole gamut.
I'm going to say the completion percentage was 52%.
You're spot on. Ooh. So their completion percentage on third down last year with the three quarterbacks was 52%. In the last 2 years, Nebraska's quarterbacks have thrown 29 interceptions. Do you know how many of those have been thrown when it's third down?
Out of 29, I'm going to say 17.
12, which is still a large number.
That is still, yeah.
So third down is a huge emphasis. And it's not only, okay, what scenario are we putting a guy in, but also what are your options mm-hmm. on third down? Do you just have one option? Are you going to have wide receivers that are mauled at the line of scrimmage so they can't get off the line of scrimmage yep. to get down and run a route that's beyond the sticks by 2 yards and come back and they catch the ball for a 10-yard gain when you only needed eight? All of those things are in play. But the last 2 years, throwing the football on third down has been abysmal. I mean, KC was at 65%, but still he threw four of his interceptions on third down. And Chuba, in the brief time that he played in 2022, mm-hmm. was not very good on third down. Harburg last year was at 48% on third down. Now, they asked him to throw the ball 56 times on yeah. third down.
Not his strength.
But also scoring touchdowns. So in the last 2 years, Nebraska has thrown 29 interceptions, 12 have been on third down. They have 7 touchdown passes in the last 2 years on third down.
It paints a picture that I don't think probably surprises anybody, but when you put numbers to it, and it gives you even more context of the problem and what Nebraska – this goes back to the original point that we had earlier in the show of, as you said, do the full-body hokey pokey with Dylan Raiola. This isn't building someone up into Captain America or into a superhero at that position. This is the clamoring for competent play at the position, for consistency, for decision-making, for being able to, like you just mentioned, being able to understand when it's okay to not force something and throw the ball into the stands as opposed to trying to chuck it into a tight window or always having your eyes locked on one receiver, not being able to train your eyes to go from one to two to possibly even three check down. All of those things, the competency at the quarterback position in a lot of lens, I know for my lens and probably other people's, will look monumental with just simply executing the basic functions of a passing quarterback.
Helps to have smart quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Guys that have high IQ, high football IQ. The two freshmen have high football IQ. All right, 8:07, Amy Just, Jacob Bigelow coming up in the last hour on this Monday edition to kick off the week. Busy, busy week. Lots of football, NBA, NHL playoffs. Thanks once again to YouTube TV that gives you the multi-view so you can combine sports. It's not a bad little week in the month of April. And don't forget about Earth Day.
Never forget.
Oh, some do.
Just don't be a litter critter today.
Just look at all the gases that are sent up into the world. It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.